give you glory.
Log Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for people joining us from across the world. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that rests upon this line and on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all our every need. Thank you for being there when nobody else was. Thank you for being there. Thank you for your hand touch on our lives, for lifting every heavy burden and lightening every heavy load, for being with us, Lord, through all kinds of struggles and tests, and being there, Lord, when we didn't understand, you were still there. Thank you. You've been better than a friend. You've been better than a closer brother. But you've been everything to us. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We fast for thee. We thank you 1,000 times and give you billions of praises because you simply deserve them for ages and for eras people haven't done you right. But God, we can offer up praise unto you that will make you happy. God, we want to vow to do it in the name of Jesus. Now, we surrender this prayer line to you today. We ask that you forgive all sin everywhere, Lord. Sanctify the prayer line with your glory in the name of Jesus. Those who are sick, we ask for miracle healing. Those in trouble, we ask that you come to see about them. Go to see about them. Those who are down, we ask that you pick them up. Those who are facing financial situations, we ask you to solve their problems. Ain't nothing, Lord, that you can't do. And God, we ask you, Lord, to see about them. Nobody has a problem that you can't solve. Nobody has a situation that you cannot fix. We rest in you knowing that everything will be all right. Now bless everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let the people leave the same way they come, but bless them bountifully. Oh, thank you for what you did on Saturday and for what you did on Sunday. And then I went back again on Monday, and you're ready to do something else. I don't know what it will be, but one day you're going to do something spectacular for us. Oh, God, I want to thank you in advance for the spectacularness. Yeah, for the spectacular. I bless. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And I pray properly for the glory of God. And Jesus, we're reminded that you said, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. So I know it's a done deal. And your word cannot return back to you void. And so we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Oh, God. Glory. Amen. Wow. I feel the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. Yes, the anointing of Christ is against you. Thank you. God bless all of y'all on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Good morning to you and you and all of you everywhere.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I was taught that when somebody speaks to you, that you speak back.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Can we all speak to the Lord? Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. I always have a platform here to commence the prayer line with praise. And if you've got a praise, you ought to get it out this morning. Somehow, I just jumped in my mind again, that woman in that rehab center. I see her every time I go there. One of my members is in there. And she weighs about 450 pounds, maybe 500. And she, I've never seen her anywhere but in that bed, bedridden. I wonder, are you bedridden? Are you calling from your bedridden phone? If you are, you still owe God praise. But if you aren't, if you are not bedridden, I want to challenge you to thank Him for letting you have the activities of your limbs and blessing you so much. Let's open the line up for praise. When I say praise check, that means come on in. Don't have to wait on folks. Just come on in with your praise. Praise check. What level are you on this morning? Amen. Praise check. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
celebration for her actually it was a little earlier at 3 o'clock. And so we went by there and surprised Mother Daniel. And while I was there, they asked me if I would play a song for her. So I took out my horn and played for her. And the Lord blessed us in a great way. And then went over to Mother Johnson's 5 o'clock birthday celebration. It was great. Mother Daniel's birthday celebration was great, too. My God. The Lord blessed both of them in such a great way. And we just want to just salute Mother Daniels and Mother Johnson. Thank you so much, Lord, for blessing them. Anybody got a praise report this morning? Telling the goodness of, wow, Jesus. The line is open to you. Anybody? What did the Lord do for you over the weekend? Want to know? Want to hear it? It energizes.
Amen. Amen. Good
All right,
morning,
go ahead.
Chief Ambassador Johnson. Mm-hmm. This is Evander Latanya from Arizona. How are you today?
I'm doing tremendous. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Well, it is 4:11 a.m. where I am. Amen. Amen. But I am so thankful to God, you know, just for waking me up and allowing me to be on the prayer line this morning. I give honor to you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, as well as your wife, First Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. And also I give honor to Ambassador Dr. Patricia. I thank God for her. Amen. For
sure.
Inviting me to the line. And I thank God for her. She's so sweet. Amen. So I just thank God this morning just for his faithfulness. He is just so faithful. I just thank him just for always being there, you know. I thank him for bringing me over the airways and the highways and bringing me back home safely here to Arizona. I thank God I celebrated my birthday last Monday. My birthday was last Monday, March 9th, and it's been a blessing, and I just thank God for another year. Amen. So happy birthday to all the March birthdays. Amen. Amen. And God bless you.
Is that Sister Latanya?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would you go ahead and get those praise reports for us this morning? I would appreciate it, okay?
Sure. Are there any other praise reports this morning?
God bless you on the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, and the whole prayer line this morning. I thank God. This is Mother Wilson. I thank God for being alive. I haven't felt the best all the week, but I'm yet in the land of living. That's something to be thankful for. I praise God for how he brought me through last night. Up until now, I'm just yet grateful in spite of the way that I felt or feel. God is a good God. Just continue to pray for me.
Amen. Amen. And God's praise report. Amen. Any other praise report? Share what God has done for you. Amen.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina, and I thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank God for how he just truly showed up and blessed over the weekend. I thank him because when I saw them roll Mother Johnson in on Saturday night, it just brought tears to my eyes just to see her looking so beautiful, just wonderful. She ate well. She had a great word that she delivered on Saturday night, and I thank God for that. I thank God for her grandson, Thomas Betts, was there. And I said, my God, I told him, I said, boy, the entire prayer line, the entire world has been praying for you. And I thank God because he's doing just what he said he would do. He's opening up prison doors. I thank him for the wonderful time. We had an amazing grace yesterday for the pastor's message, this and that. You can't get this without going through that. And I thank God for that word on yesterday. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Amen. Any other praise reports?
Yes, it's Evangelist Harrell. Good morning, family. I have a praise report. The other day I called in about how I was feeling fatigued, my stomach, and Dr. Johnson was telling me to anoint my head and my stomach, and I instantly feel better. I just want to thank God for your prayers, just for what God is doing in my life, and just I just thank God for this prayer line. Tremendously, it is a blessing to me. And I just want to thank God for my healing. So I just want to give praise and to thank Dr. Johnson for praying for me. And I am healed, so praise God.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give God some praise for that. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And for being obedient to what was instructed. Amen. Because our healing does come through obedience. Amen. 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 Any other praise reports, please don't hesitate to jump right on in.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, First Fruit. God bless you this morning. This is Elect Ambassador Mary Lacey. I tell you, God has just been so good. Our workers' meeting went on all last week. And yesterday and Saturday, I was at church all day long and trying to put things together. But I thank God for Mother Johnson. Mother Johnson, this morning, heard about her birthday. I tell you, God is so good. I've been praying for her and not calling, but I want her to know, I want Dr. Johnson to know, Sister Gina and them all to know that I've been praying for her because that's my best friend. That's my best friend. I've been praying for her, and I thank God that she was able to enjoy her 95th birthday. On tomorrow, I'll be 7-7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. How much more can you get when you get to be the 7-7? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They celebrate my birthday on Saturday. All funds will go to Mary's mission. It's not about me because I received my best birthday gift when Dr. Johnson and all this prayer line prayed for me to come out of the coma and to come off of dialysis, hallelujah, to get a gallbladder surgery. I tell you, that was the best birthday present I ever had when they told me I was coming off dialysis. So they don't have to worry about no cake, no candy, no nothing. All they got to do is just help me praise the Lord. I thank God this morning for letting me get out of my bed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give Mother Johnson a big kiss for me, Dr. Johnson, and I will call her when it's the appropriate time for us to talk. And oh, thank you, God, for Mother Johnson. Thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. From Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. Happy birthday to you tomorrow. If I don't get a chance to say happy birthday to you tomorrow. 7-7. That is awesome. Completion, completion. Amen. Double completion. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. So we're going to move right along. Please, anybody else has a praise report? Come on. This is our time. Amen.
Someone else with a praise report.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I thank God for another day. I thank him for the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I thank the Lord for the blessings that he stored upon me for another day. And it's to the place that The thoughts and the words of this song came through in my mind. Grateful today, Lord. Grateful today. I'm truly grateful today. I'm so grateful they have legs to walk. I'm so grateful they have a voice to talk. And I want to thank God because I am truly grateful. I thank him for all the blessings that he stored upon my family. Not one of the children nor the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren have I had to make any trips to the cemetery for. They're all well and they're all alive. And I'm claiming by the blood of Jesus covering them as well as the power of God and the anointing to come forth, that they, every one of them are saved, sanctified, filled with God's Holy Ghost, Spirit, and fire, but they're blessed because they are left alive. And I thank God for how he touched my hand, because on yesterday I had to get the little kids to open up jars and cans for food preparation for me, and to the place that one of my hands was really in the back of, was really in a lot of pain, and I laid hands on it and began to quote, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I'm healed, and God blessed me this morning. I can move that hand. I can pick up things. I can work with the hand, and it's not swollen up and so sore that I can barely close open and close my fingers, so I thank and praise God for that. But when I sit down in my quiet time, I heard him say, now say yes, Lord, and then quote the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And your other scripture for today, he said, is remember who you are. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all things, not some things, but all things, hallelujah, has become new. And I thank and praise God for the blessing that he stored upon me with the word. And everybody on the prayer line, I ask you to just be blessed through the power of God, to have a blessed day. And also, he's working a mighty wonder in my soul. And I got one praise report to come forth on the telephone that a friend called me up, and we've been impressed. She said, I want to tell you, I saw a vision. And the Lord said, the chains are broken. And I, hallelujah. Ooh, I got a hallelujah anyhow through the trials and the tribulations. I thank and praise God for the confirmation that the chains are broken. Hallelujah. Hey, be a shanak. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank God for sending forth his son to be our redemption. Hallelujah. And our one who came forth interceding that we can have life in it more abundantly. Glory to God most high.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is there a couple more praise reports? And then we're going to turn it over to our Chief Ambassador, John.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Smith. God bless you, woman of God. And to our chief and all the saints of God, my praise report is just a simple little phrase. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Have a wonderful day, saints.
Amen. And I will enter his courts with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. 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 Is there anyone else with a praise report? Do we have one more praise report?
Woman of God, if no one will pop in, I just want to say thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is my praise. Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for this day.
You,
glory, 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 glory. I heard the woman of God say the chains was broken. I was praising with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because every chain and feather is broken in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And the rest of that song is the word, I will enter into his courts with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. Glory to God. God bless all of you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to give it back over to Chief Ambassador Johnson if there's no other praise report.
Let me see if we can get maybe two more praise reports. I got a little bit more time here.
Okay.
If someone else has a praise report, I'd like to have it.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860 in Connecticut. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I just truly thank the Lord for my strength. I have been working a lot of hours because I'm in the process of moving. I'm not moving out of Connecticut, but I'm just moving. And the thing of it is that God has allowed me to a lot of hours come my way through my job. And I tell you, I've just been working, working, working. But God knows your heart. He knows everything about you. So God knows that I was almost about to be birthed out. So he just told me I just needed some rest. And I truly thank God for the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of me. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks, we need to take control. Because if we don't do anything about it, we miss out on our blessing. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit on this weekend, allowing me to know that I need a rest day. On Saturday, praise God, I had a rest day. I went out to the bank. I did some transactions. I came back, and I got back in my bed. Praise the Lord. I just thank God into my bedroom because God is just so good. He brings the Holy Spirit through you, and the Holy Spirit just works. And I'm just giving God all the praises this morning. I feel good in my soul this morning, and I'm just thanking the Lord for all of his grace and his mercy. Praise God. I'm just thanking God this morning because he knows exactly what I need. Yesterday, church was good. Church was on fire. I mean, the people was on fire for the Lord yesterday. And I give God all the honor and the praise. I don't get no credit. I give it all to him. I thank God. Yesterday morning was a missed morning for me at church. I missed my mom dearly. But you know, I thank God. I thank God that I have the memories to hold on to because I love the Lord and I know he loves me more. God bless you all, prayer line. God bless you all, and you guys have a wonderful day in the Lord. And remember, if nobody else loves you, God loves you best. Thank you.
Amen, woman of God. Pray God
continue to all right. You God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist LaTanya Williams.
Welcome, sir.
And for all those praise reports that you got this morning, it's been wonderful, wonderful. I was wondering if our surprise guest call from Texas is on the line. Are you there? All right, we'll come back a little while later. thank God for what he's doing in a great, great way. I tell you, I looked on the line here, and I believe Mother Johnson is on the line this morning. Thank God for her. I don't want to push her. If she didn't want to do any talking, we don't want her to do any talking. But if she'd like to say hello, the line is open to her. Mother Johnson, if you'd like to say hello, God bless you. But to all of you on this line, it's been a great, great, great last week, and I'm looking forward to a great, great this week. In Jesus' mighty name, God is so good. I want to go in just a moment to our prayer request. This is a time that we ask people to make known what they need prayer for. This is not a gossip line. We're not trying to find out your personal business to talk about you. We're just trying to pray on target. Amen. I've noticed that when you call out certain devils in the name of Jesus specifically, it seems to annihilate them. And so this is a time that we basically get your prayer request, and we pray on target collectively. Yeah, several people are praying for you all around the world. Amen. So I'm going to get a station identification here, and then we're going to come back to the prayer request. Amen. If you have one, Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Will you give us a station identification? If so, we'll come back after that. If not, we'll just continue. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? All right.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. 16th. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador this morning. We do honor Ambassador Lady Betty. We honor Mother to the Nation, Mother Adley Johnson, to all of the bishops, to all of the other broadcasters, to all of the leaders, to all of our family that's listening from all around the world. We do honor, honor the Lord, and we respect each and every one of you. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Hagen, and we're here broadcasting live from the studios of Blog Talk Radio, NPARadio.com. We can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, China, Italy, my God, Afghanistan, Switzerland, Argentina, you name it. Literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners and the stats are steady going up on a daily basis? We do honor our Chief Ambassador, who is doing an excellent job. God is using him to do an excellent job in getting this gospel around the world. And we do celebrate you today, our In the Lord Chief Ambassador. You're doing an excellent job. Continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Thank you so much. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. God is so good, and thank you for doing such a great job, Ambassador Julie, Dr. Julie Hagen, and we praise God for you.
Thank you, sir.
Wondering, Ambassador Lady Betty, would you check on our guest for us?
I am right now.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's move to our prayer request as we wait on our guests. All right. Let me ask this morning, Mother Willie Johnson. Mother Willie Johnson, you're there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to bother you this morning. I want you to get those prayer requests. Amen. We got the praise report. But I want to get those prayer requests. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Can you do that for us?
Yes, sir.
All right. The line is in your hands. I may buddy in just a little bit here because I got a guest coming on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just want to thank you, praise God, for a good night's sleep, health, and strength. I just ask you all to pray for Shirley. She went into surgery on Friday for cancer. And continue to pray for Pastor Tony. She's at home recovering from her eye surgery. And continue to pray for my niece who is in California. She went to have a colonoscopy. And they just poked holes all in her colon and her,
What?
I'm y'all to pray for her because she's in critical condition. And just keep me and my family in prayer and pray for Pastor Gina. That's my prayer request.
Go ahead, Mother.
Is there anyone have a prayer request? Now it's open.
God bless you. This morning, this is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. My request, part of it is unspoken, but I know I don't sound like myself this morning. I just want y'all to pray for me. It's like a cold that's gotten out to me, and I just didn't rest well at all last night. Just pray for me, and I have unspoken requests also. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Mother Wilson.
This is Lucille, and I'm asking for prayer, and I also have an unspoken request.
We're going to pray for you, Sister Lucille. Is there another one?
Mother Digby, I have an unspoken. And I also have a little problem with my stomach.
Dr. Mary Lacey, unspoken.
Okay, we know you, Lacey. Is there another one? I Hello?
All right, does anybody else have prayer requests?
Pastor Johnson, I mean...
Yes, ma'am.
Yet.
Let's get in two or three more.
Hello?
Good morning.
This is Sister Sheila 860. I'd like to have requests for Mother Johnson and their family for their strengthening. Also, I would like to put Ambassador Gina on the prayer line for such a wonderful job that she did on yesterday. I know she's probably a little worn out. She won't say it because she's just the person she is. I'm just asking God to give her strength because I know she did a fine job on this weekend. Thank you, God, for that. And I'm just asking prayer for my entire family, the Moores family.
Yes, ma'am. Is there another one? Hello. We still taking prayer requests. Is there another one? Is there another one?
This is Sister Linda from 801 Utah. I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day. And I'm asking y'all to pray for my family and to pray for my bishop's son. He have to have a kidney transplant, something like that, and he have diabetes. And I'm just asking y'all to pray for him. His name is Bobby Allen.
Yes, ma'am.
Pray for him, and let's keep the Haynes family in prayer today.
Yes, ma'am. Is there another one?
That's good, Mother.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody for their prayer request. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Johnson.
Why don't you get some prayer for him? Get some prayer for him.
So we need prayer. Who is going to be the prayer? Who's going to do the prayer?
Let me ask.
I have a prayer request.
All right.
This is Betty in Kansas City. I just want to request prayer for everyone on the prayer line this morning and also our special guest that's on the prayer line this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right. God bless you. Let me just say this, that I know prayer changes things.
Yes.
It really does. It makes a difference. Amen. I want to say that prayer is the key to kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. Every time, my God, that prayer will change things, and not only that, prayer is one of the most powerful weapons in the world. Preachers and teachers and singers and ushers and greeters and everybody, they ought to make prayer the priority of their life. Start your day out with prayer. See, a day without prayer is a wasted day. It is true that prayer is the entry gate to miracles. And we witnessed a miracle on this prayer line. We had a young man who was incarcerated, Mother Johnson's grandson, and we kept praying and praying, and you sent letters. Thank you, Jesus. And let me see. Brother T, are you there this morning?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. These are the people on this prayer line who prayed for you. Prayed and asked God to give you a bona fide miracle. And God did. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will do miracles. And we're getting ready to pray for some other people here, but I want you to have an opportunity to thank these precious, precious people and appreciate them for their prayers and for writing letters for you. Amen. And God, most of all, you want to thank him for answering the prayers. Yeah, God did it. But he uses people, he uses people in the process of doing it. So open the line to you. Say a word to the people and thank them and say what you need to say. And whatever the Lord needs you to say, go ahead. The line is open to you. This is T. Betts.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say I would thank you, Bernard, for giving me this opportunity to let me tell the people that I appreciate their support. I appreciate their prayers, and it did change my situation. My grandmother, Mother Ellie Johnson, she requested prayer for me, and they gave me 15 years in prison, but I only served 2.5 years. I'm glad that prayers that were sent to me helped me get out. I know that's a place where that I don't want to be. I can't be. I have 3 kids, and I'm trying to raise them right and be around my family. And this weekend was my grandma's 95th birthday. I'm glad I had the opportunity to be there with her. And I know the only reason I was there because of the prayers and the prayer warriors. I appreciate all the prayers that y'all sent out to me. I appreciate all the support letters. Like Uncle Bernard said, I know prayer do change things. And I just want to thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love you. Even if I don't know you, I'm like my grandmother. But even if I don't know you, I do appreciate you. And I wouldn't trade you for a gold guinea, like she said. Uncle Bernard, I appreciate you. Aunt Betty, I appreciate you, too. And I want y'all to know I love you. I love each and every one of you on the line. And I'm going to continue to accept your prayers. And, you know, I'm going to continue to not do the things that got me in prison to take me back. You know, I want you to know, like I said before, I love you and I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you too, T. And thank God.
Thank
for
you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, he gave you a miracle, and we appreciate you so much. Brother Thomas Betts Jr., amen. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
I want to open up the line. Brother T., you still there?
Yes, sir.
I want to open the line to a few people who would like to just say a word of encouragement to you, keep you out of trouble. All right. Yeah. Stay
okay.
out. Amen. The line is open to you. And want to say a word to him.
Praise God. Thomas, this is Dr. Pfeiffer, and just want to say love you once again, and glad to hear your voice. And we just want you to be encouraged. Don't feel that you have to look back or be looked down upon and whatnot. Just be encouraged and know that God is with you and he's never leave you, never forsake you. And just know, too, that your grandmother had you on the prayer line every day, every night. And when I told you made us feel like we knew you already, that we felt like we already knew you. But just be encouraged in the Lord, and good to hear you with that praise report this morning. And we love you.
I love you too.
God bless you. Anyone else?
Good morning, Brother Beth. Good morning. This is Evangelist Elect Dr. Mary Lacey. I met you. God bless you. We glad you're home. I prayed and prayed and prayed because I deal with all kinds of problems every day. God bless you. Stay on the wall. Don't come down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right. The line is open to you if you'd like to say a word.
God bless you. I'm so glad you're home. And I want to say that I had a nephew
I have a nephew, and he was in prison from the time he was a teenager until he was 51. And God blessed him, and he gave his life to God, and he's going back. He's back in school, and I think he'll be out in May, and God is blessing him, and I know that he's able to keep you on the same path. So I thank the Lord for you.
God bless you. Anyone else? I'd like to say a word to him.
God bless you. This is Sister Sheila 860. I just want to say to you, keep your head up. Mother Johnson is a wonderful woman of God. That's your grandmother. She had prayed for you day and night. We all did the same thing. God bless you. Your past is your past. Now it's your future. Go for it. Go for it wide open. Don't look back. God bless you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Anyone else? Just before I close here.
Good morning, T. This is Ambassador Gina, and I just want to say I truly, truly thank God for what he has done for you. I thank God for that attitude that you have now as we were talking during the week. I praise God for that. Keep your head up. Stay focused and keep that same attitude that you will not and you do not want to go back. Continue to love the Lord. Continue to stay focused, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Right, wonderful. Is there anyone else who'd like to say a word? So.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to say this morning, we praise the Lord that you're out. But one thing I want to tell you, if you look back, you'll go back. So just look straight forward and keep God in your life and acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's Mother Johnson, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. God bless you, T. The Lord bless you so much. I'm praying for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes.
This young lady's name is Desiree Womack.
Desiree Womack is the person you were...
Yeah, that's her daughter. That's his daughter. His daughter is Womack. Bobby Womack.
Oh, okay.
That Bobby Womack's daughter or what?
Yeah, that's his daughter.
All
and
right.
That's had the colon
operation.
Yeah.
And you said they punched holes in her colon?
Yeah, they punched. I don't know what kind of object they had, you know, when they give you the colonoscopy, but they just poked holes in her colon, you know. And she's been very sick. She's been very sick, and she still is in the hospital.
Oh my God, that's not encouraging to go for a colonoscopy. And oh my Lord. Thank you for telling us about that. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right, we need some two or three people who would like to pray today. If you don't have the names, just pray in a general way. But Mother Wilson, would you pray today? Amen. Sister Thelma Rush, would you pray today?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson.
Oh, you're feeling under weather. I remember now. All right, Prophetess Baker from California, if you hear me, and I know it's earlier out there, and Sister Sheila, would you pray today? Amen. Either one of you, Sister Thelma Rush, too. All right, if you're there, any of you, go ahead and pray.
This is Sister Rush. I go ahead and pray. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you one more time. Oh, my Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for each and every one on the line. Oh, my God, thank you. Lord, you know their heart and you know their desire. And, Lord, you know what they're asking for. And, oh, my God, request that whatever they ask for. In Jesus' name, Lord, touch them. Stretch your hands out over them. Oh, God, let them know that you had heard their request. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, oh, my God. In Jesus' name, Lord, stretch your hand. Set your hands all over your people. All over your people. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, touch their heart. Touch their mind. Touch their heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them to look up to you. Give them to look up to you. Oh, my God. In Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we'll give you the glory. And we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. Someone else with a prayer.
Father God, I come to you with thanksgiving in my heart. Thanking you, Father, for a wonderful day. Thanking you, Father, for all that you have done. Thanking you, Father, for a brand new day. Father God, I'm just truly asking you to forgive us for anything that we had did or said, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, I thank you for every last one of the prayers, the prayer request that has went up, Father God. I don't know all their names, Father God, but I know you know, Father God. Father God, there was someone that is sick, Father God, laying in the hospital, Father God, from a colonoscopy, Father God. You know the person's name, Father God. Oh, Father God, I want you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her body, Father God. Oh, Father God, there was holes pushed in her, Father God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to seal it up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, to do what you say you're going to do, Father God. And, Father God, right now, we just give you all the praise in the honor, Father God. Oh, Father God, I just thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the one that has came out of the prison wall, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. They're up here today, Father God, to tell the story of the good news, Father God. Oh, Father God, I'm just asking you, Father God, to not allow them to look back, Father God, but to look forward, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for them, Father God. You did it again, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, all the prayer requests, Father God, they came up, Father God. I want you to touch them, Father God, right now, Father God. Do your will, Father God. You know you can do it, Father God. You know you can do it, Father God. I'm asking you to touch the Johnson family right now, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Touch them, Father God. Give them strength, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you would never leave them nor forsake them, Father God. Oh, Father God, Mother Johnson, Mother Johnson, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, Father God, the day that I met her, Father God, she played a special part in my life, Father God. Touch her, Father God. Strengthen her, Father God. Guide her, Father God. Let her know, Father God, that you are right there, Father God. And I thank you for her. I thank you for her, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, right now, Father God. Oh, Sister Gina. Oh, she did it again, Sister Gina. Oh, Father God. Touch her, Father God. She's probably feeling a little tired right now, Father God. But I want you to take the angels, Father God. Lift her up, Father God. Oh, strengthen her. Father God, let her know, Father God, that you are right there by her side, Father God. Let her know, Father God, if she feels tired, you can call on her, Father God. And I just thank you for her. Oh, Father God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for each and every last person on this prayer line, Father God. I just thank you, God. You've been so good, Father God. You've been so kind, Father God. You've been so merciful, Father God. You are healing bodies like never before. Father God, and I thank you for it on this day, Father God. You are just a great God. You are an awesome God, and we thank you for it. And Father God, I'm asking you to go all over the world, Father God. There's people that's hungry, Father God. There's people that don't have a place to live, Father God. Oh, Father God, I want you to just touch them, Father God. Just touch them right now. Do what you said you're going to do, Father God. There's people that's in financial need, Father God. You know what they need, Father God. I don't know what they need, but you are right there, Father God, to provide, Father God. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you on this day, Father God. I thank you for each and every last person on this line, Father God. I thank you for the opportunity for the prayer, Father God. God bless you all, and I love you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, is there one more who would like to pray? Jump in there. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and we thank you. Appreciate all the things that you did over the weekend. So many spectacular, wonderful things. Lord, I'm asking you to look on these this morning who've asked for prayer. Mother Willie asked for prayer for Shirley, the cancer, and Desiree Womack, the young lady that they operated on the colon and punched holes in her colon. God, you're a miracle worker. Tony, Pastor Tony, who had eye surgery. And God, help. My God. Mother Wilson, unspoken. She's not feeling well, Lord. I need you to touch the body to make her well. Sister Lucille, with the unspoken, and Mother Digby. Touch Mother Digby's stomach. I know you can settle it, Lord. Take away all the pain. Don't let that stomach virus linger, but completely, Lord, bind it. In Jesus' name, I bind it on this earth. In Jesus' name. I pray for Dr. Mary Lacey many times. You've given her many miracles. I'm asking you to fix this situation, this unspoken request. Give her complete victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, I know you're in the room because I feel your presence. Yeah. Thank you for Sister Sheila. Bless her, Lord, up there in Connecticut. Give her heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her remembering Mother Johnson and Ambassador Gina and the Moore family, Lord. Remember them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look on Sister Linda there in Utah. Bless her family. In Jesus' name, help her give her the desires of her heart. And look on the bishop's son, oh God, needing a kidney transplant. Bishop Allen's son, Bobby Allen. Lord, help him. I'm asking you to give him a miracle. Oh, you're able. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. Huh? Touch. Look on Bishop Haynes' family. Lord, with the homegoing service, I believe, on tomorrow. Amen. The family. Help him in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I pray for Ambassador Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. God, I'm asking you to let your overwhelming blessings fall on her. Let nothing she would desire be withheld from her, for she walks uprightly before you.
Yes, Lord.
Bountifully help her, bountifully bless her. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone on this line. In Jesus' name. Last but not least, would you remember me and thank you for anything you do for me. Appreciate you so very, very much. I pray for all the ambassadors on this prayer line, all of them, God,
yes,
and all of our ambassador elect.
Thank you.
Bless. Bless these precious people in the city. Bless them in the field. You know they're down sitting. You know they're uprisings. Lord, you know when they sit down, and you know when they get up and rise up. I pray that you bless their family. Bless them in their going out and their coming in. Lift every heavy burden. Give strength. Yeah. Lighten the load, God. See them through every test, every storm. Don't leave them. But help them to be victorious. Let them be a people who have territories enlarged. In the name of Jesus, make them the head and not the tail. Thank you for so many talented people on this line who can get a prayer through. Bless them, Lord, as they pray for their families, pray for their homes. Take them from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now we bind the devil in every situation. Give peace, give joy, give love, give hope. Give the fruits of the Spirit to their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. And thank you for it. Oh. love you, Lord. Appreciate you. And we just give you all the glory, all the praise, all of these things belong to you. Thank you. God bless all of you again on the prayer line. Any you wish to reach me, you can reach me at P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. P.O. Box 26593, Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. No matter what you're going through, just remember God is going to fix it for you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I don't care what the devil told you. I got a feeling that everything will be all right. Hear you back again tonight at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Got a blog line where we're thanking God. Over 2 billion praises are going up a night collectively, and individually. People are thanking him 1,000 times. It's growing, y'all. I said it's growing. Oh, my God, it's growing. Remember, it's going to be all right. Y'all have a wonderful day. Amen.
Chief Ambassador?
Yes.
I would just like to remind the people, June 11th through the 14th, I'm planning on being in Jackson, Arkansas for the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Convention. How about you all? Is there anyone out there that plans on joining us? Now is the time to start making your plans. Let us know if you're planning on joining us in Jackson, Arkansas, this June 11th through the 14th for the First Fruit Billion Praise Convention. God bless you.
God bless you. Don't forget that, June the 11th to the 14th. You'll fly into Little Rock, and we'll have a specific hotel arrangements. We'll mention those a little later. But you need to start making your plans. You say, well, I already got something. No, cancel it, rearrange it. Go next year. God told me to make a cry out to you and tell you your assignment for worldwide ministry is to be there. And he's going to make some significant things come to pass there. And you want to be a part. I do believe in that song, Lord, whatever you're doing during this season, don't do it without me. If that's your prayer, be there at this convention, because it's not just a convention. The Lord laid on my heart to tell you that that's your assignment. If you are a prayer warrior, that's your assignment. If you are a praiser, that's your assignment. Because the praisers and the prayer warriors are going to be used as never before in this last day and time. God is creating a prayer army across the world. If I were you, I wouldn't want it to take place without me. And may the Lord bless you. I just gave you the words that he put into my heart and mind. Hopefully you have received them. You can reject them or you can receive them. Those who receive them, something good, a miracle, will be on your plate. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And I do have a feeling that everything will be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
God bless all of you all again. Some of you know that I do come back and do a final blessing for people who are still in the prayer line and go beyond the call of duty. And I do want to ask God to bless you all. Amen.
God bless you too.
My God, my God. Father, look on these precious people. Every heart's desire. The people on this prayer line want to ask you to grant it. Whatever they ask you for, God, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God, touch them. Touch their home. Touch their family, their children. Touch their bank account. Touch all that they do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Give them victory.
Yes, Lord.
Situation. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. And for what you're doing right now, we just praise you. Give you glory. Withhold no good thing from them, Lord. Let them be blessed, 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 blessed. Bless, 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 bless. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful day, y'all. Have a wonderful day.
You might have to raise the child all by yourself, but don't worry, it's going to be all right.